If you're in the market for windows, you need to make the call that I did to Russ Armstrong, the owner of Chicago Window Guys. They're different because they make and install all their own products and offer a lifetime warranty on all parts and labor. I recently had my windows done. I am thrilled with them. Get the best price, the best product, deal directly with the owner. Call the Chicago Window Guys today, 847-881-3060. That's 847-881-3060. And for the first 10 callers who mention my name, Dan, you'll get 10% off your order. Check out his reviews at chicagowindowguy.com.
Get pumped, NBA fans, because owning a piece of basketball history has never been easier. Auctions.nba.com is the official home of authentic NBA game-worn memorabilia. Bid on one-of-a-kind items like Stephen Curry's playoffs jersey, LeBron James's All-Star warm-up jacket, and Kevin Durant's Christmas Day jersey. And with winning bids as low as $25, there's something for everyone. Visit auctions.nba.com today and claim your piece of the NBA. This is why we play.
Devil Dog, Squid, Zoomy, Coasty, Grunt. Military veterans have a lot of terms for each other. And now there's a place that reports the news and delivers stories in words vets understand. ConnectingVets.com. It's military news and issues that affect your wallet. It's women's issues and vets who are raising the bar and accomplishing the impossible. Whether you're an operator, a pogue, a fobbit, or an Airedale, the place that speaks your language is ConnectingVets.com.
Did you know there are over 1,000 podcasts on Radio.com? Download the app or head to Radio.com to listen to all your favorite national and local podcasts, including your favorite morning shows and radio shows on demand. At the top of the app homepage, click the podcast icon to discover new shows, subscribe, and manage your podcast subscriptions. Go to your app store or Radio.com/download for all your podcast listening. Radio.com.
Gee, cold cereal.
Granola.
Listen, does that sound like a satisfying breakfast to you? I think we'd rather hear sausage on the griddle, freshly toasted English muffin, a satisfying bite into a McDonald's breakfast sandwich. So let's wake up breakfast, Chicagoland. Now enjoy a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, or hash browns. Any two for $2. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
If you're a fan of the NFL, come on over to the Deceptively Fast podcast on radio.com or wherever else you download your podcast. I'm Seth Payne. I'm a retired NFL player. You might know me if you're old and you follow expansion teams. If not, no big deal. We have a good time. And look, I've been hitting the head a bunch of times. But I still know some stuff. Most importantly, I interview people who know stuff. Players, coaches, media, insiders, the whole gamut. Check it out. It's the Deceptively Fast podcast at radio.com.
Hey, I'm Ronan Farrow, investigative reporter and host of the Catch and Kill podcast, available now on the radio.com app. The show takes you inside my investigations into Harvey Weinstein and other powerful figures accused of terrible crimes, and it introduces you to brave sources and whistleblowers who took extraordinary risks to out the truth. You can listen to the Catch and Kill podcast for free right now on the radio.com app.
Music trivia.
The CD is already a media almost obsolete. The first CD was introduced to the consumer market in Japan in 1982. CDs didn't make it to the States until 1983, with the first CD pressing plant opening stateside in 1984. The first two CDs to come off the line were... One was a promotional CD called the Edison CD Sampler. The other, the appropriately named Born in the USA by Bruce Springsteen.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, our radio.com sports station, WSCR and HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago. The
Score! This hour is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Call 1-877-CARS with a K, the numeral 4-KIDS.
Hey, Dan. Hi, Connor.
The Bernstein and McKnight Show.
What's up, guys?
The biggest question, it still remains QB2 as your number one bullet point for this offseason. Everything else matters. You know, whether you're keeping Danny Trevathan around or paying Nick Kwiatkowski or changing the responsibilities of the passing game or making a new run game coordinator or whatever it is, all those things matter. But nothing matters more than QB2. And I think as Pace talks tomorrow, I think as Matt Nagy talks tomorrow, we'll learn a little little bit more. I hope we learn a lot more. And I hope that those new coaches, especially the way that this offensive hive mind has been created, I hope it provides some sort of insight as to what the offense can do, how it's going to work, and what quarterbacks, plural, are going to be involved in making those decisions and reading those coverages.
Intelligent, in-depth sports talk for your workday.
What they are is they're out there, they're talking, they're yapping, and they're trying their best.
Bernstein and McKnight, middays on The Score.
Tomorrow has become today. Bernstein and McKnight broadcasting live from the Hyundai Score Studios. Visit your local Hyundai dealer, test drive the Hyundai Palisade today. All right, what we're doing is as soon as Ryan Pace starts talking from the combine, we are going to bring it to you live.
Yes.
And in its entirety. We will discuss that, and then we will compare and contrast what he says to the same questions that are answered by Matt Nagy a little bit later on, around 10:15-ish. We will carry that live as well. Shortly thereafter, Mark Grody, our Score Bears reporter, is going to join us with his interpretation of what we hear and what we don't as we try to listen between the words a little bit. We're going to do a midday midway later on. James Fegan, White Sox reporter for The Athletic, is going to join us, talk about what's going on in Glendale. And how about this for a giveaway?
What?
A pair of tickets to see the Black Keys, Gary Clark Jr., and the Marcus King's Band.
Guitar.
Yes, guitar.
Hell yeah.
At Hollywood Casino Amphitheater on July 25th. If you like guitar work,
I would go and see that.
Some face-melting simplicity of very basic, raw roots rock and roll.
But it'd be loud, too. I like it loud.
Yeah,
it'll make it loud.
Yeah, that's an opportunity for you. So definitely be listening for the chance to win. That's a hell of a show.
Yes.
But yeah, we... No, I can't enter. 312-644-6767 is the telephone number at WSCR The Score. You email us at Bernstein and McKnight at 670thescore.com. That's where you listen to us live. We stream at 670thescore.com. Send a text. Send a sext to 67011. The text zone brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. Save time. Shop online at rosenhyundai.com. When you send, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Twitter's at Bernstein underscore MCK. He's at C1 McKnight. I am at Dan underscore Bernstein. You have to download the radio.com app.
I can't believe Jose Altuve got hit in his first spring training bat. And I can't believe the Astros were roundly booed. Shocking to me. I didn't see that coming at all.
When you download the app, you can stream The Score on your mobile devices. You can video stream the show as well. Hello, camera. Hello.
Hi.
Hello. And hello. You can also see the video stream just by going to 670thescore.com. Interact with the show and the station on Facebook by liking the 670 The Score page. That's Zawoski, that's Camp, and in the back doing what he does, the executioner, Ray Diaz, as we await the appearance of the Bears general manager in, I think it's like a hotel lobby or ballroom.
This is a big convention center that moved a lot of the press appearances and conferences and stuff to, instead of it being on the field and in Lucas Oil. I think a lot of media members are happy with the setup that's over there.
Wasn't it 2 years ago he was standing like right by a generator that was running?
Yeah, right. Or was it one of the like a golf cart kind of thing that was running around too in the background? There's a whole kind of noise.
Yeah.
So I think they've moved it away from there. Although there are a number of NFL writers who are frustrated. It's like a 10-minute walk for them from the press area.
Oh,
you know, where
my
you sit
goodness.
Down and do it all the way to the things, to the places that they have to talk to people. What's on the wish list for you? Because you heard me setting up my wish list when we started the show in the open there. QB2, QB2, QB2. There are some other questions, no doubt about it. But top of my list is anything cracking away at the shell that's protecting the answer behind what is QB2.
QB2 will define what they actually think about Mitchell Trubisky.
Of course.
And for me, as I mentioned yesterday, it's going to be, is there daylight between what Matt Nagy thinks of his quarterback situation and what his immediate superior thinks of the quarterback situation? Because one is more invested in Trubisky than the other.
Right.
One is more tied to him directly. So the other thing is, and this is critical, what's going on? What happened with all the coaching purges? And why did you hide it the way you did? Why did you bring these guys in? Who does what?
Yeah, if they just asked by saying a couple of names of the offensive course, so Bill Lazor, John DeFilippo, Juan Cassidy, what the hell, man? And then just left it at that, I'd be fine with that. That'd be a good question to start. I think, too, you know, as you mentioned, daylight between Ryan Pace and Matt Nagy. I think what matters is that there was some in the postseason press conference, you know, where you have Ryan Pace saying Mitch is our starter, and then Matt Nagy subsequently saying he has to become a master of coverages. There's a little daylight there. Not much, but we'll see if they do it today.
Live in Indianapolis, this is Bears general manager Ryan Pace.
Morning, guys. Morning. How you doing? Obviously, a busy time of year this time of year. Our focus right now is improving our roster. That's the window that we're in. Got all our coaches here, all our scouts here. Started the formal interviews last night, so we're excited to get underway. And with that, I'll be happy to take any questions.
Ryan, with Mitch's surgery, what is the timetable for him to be able to throw again, participate?
Yeah, so it was his non-throwing shoulder. So, you know, our expectation is as we get ramped up in the OTAs and mini camps, we'll be good to go.
How much did that affect him as the season went on? I know he didn't want to talk much about it with us, but
yeah, it's hard to tell, Patrick. You know, I think it's obviously there, you know, but with it being his non-throwing shoulder, I don't think it affected that, obviously. But I think when you're talking about maybe running and doing some of those things, I think that's probably a factor.
Would it be fair to say he'd be full go then for training camp? Is that the goal?
Yes. Yep. I would say really Mitch, Trey Burton, Anthony Miller, Roquan, the timetable for those guys is training camp.
Full go.
Yeah.
All
yep.
Those guys.
Yep.
And where are you at in the decision on the fifth-year option on Mitch, and what factors are you considering? Is that?
Yeah, really, for us, that decision isn't triggered until May. So right now, our focus is on free agency and the combine.
What factors go into deciding that as you go forward towards May?
Everything's internal as we think through that process and as this whole thing comes together. And again, we'll make that decision in May.
Does the proposed CBA affect that at all, or would that only be for new contracts?
No, it doesn't affect that decision.
Okay. How much is that impacting what you're trying to plan for the next month and some of the unknowns right now?
The CBA?
Yeah.
We're prepared either way for that, and so we're comfortable with it, whatever direction it goes.
Have you kind of had to come up with two different plans?
Yeah, those are discussions that I've had with Joey and Ted and just being prepared for either scenario.
Ryan, when you sat down and you and Matt looked at last season, what did you sort of realize about the direction you need to take at quarterback, either with this to compete with Mitch or behind Mitch?
Yeah, I think when we look at last season, and that's really what, you know, the last couple months and the coming months are all about, is it's a multitude of factors, you know, and it's not just one person, it's not just the quarterback, it's a number of factors. And for us, that started January 1st, and, you know, we made some staff changes and, you know, evaluating our own roster and establishing our needs, and now it's just attacking that, you know, and it's creating competition everywhere, and that's creating competition at quarterback and throughout our entire roster.
Ryan, do you understand how waiting to make a decision on the fifth-year option could create some doubt about the team's commitment to Mitch?
Yeah, I don't think it's uncommon, Brad, and I think it's just those are things that just we'll just keep inside and internal with us. And you know, again, it's we have more pressing needs right now for us. And, again, that's not the trigger date isn't until May, so we have time on that.
Ryan, as you look to refurbish the quarterback's room, what are you seeking in a quarterback, a second quarterback, and what are you comfortable with in terms of competition at that position?
Yeah, and I say competition. I mean, the best teams we've been a part of, there's competition everywhere. So that could be at corner and safety and outside linebacker and quarterback, and that's all things we're looking at. And we'll see. We're sorting through it. You know, there's a lot of different avenues to improve our team, whether it's free agency or the draft, and that includes that position. And we'll see going forward.
What would be some of the highlights in terms of traits you're looking for in a second quarterback?
I mean, it's the things we value in every quarterback. Nothing would be different than what we look for in a quarterback.
Do you need to be kind of transparent at all with Mitch as you go through that process?
We're pretty transparent with all our players as we go through this. And look, you know, our players, they know the best what's best for the team, you know, and what's best for the team is in creating competition everywhere, and that's our goal.
With that competition, would you be willing to have somebody who could compete for that starting spot at quarterback?
I think that's what throughout our team, that's what we want. You know, everybody's fighting for starting jobs, and that's what we want to create.
And Ryan, just to be clear, I mean, a couple of months ago we talked, you know, you were committed to Mitch being the guy in 2020. You guys have had a couple of months now to meet. New coaching staff has come in. Is that still the commitment that you guys, that he's going to be the guy?
To be clear, yes, it is. We believe in Mitch. You know, Mitch knows he needs to be better. We need to be better around him, and that's our goal.
We haven't talked to you since the new coaching hires were made. What do you feel like you've accomplished with the guys that you hired to make the entire offense better?
Yeah, you know, I think we talked about a lot of different things we want to get better on offense. Again, it's not just one thing, and I think these guys all come from different backgrounds, all have different strengths. Some of them have worked with Matt before, which I think really helps. He has a lot of familiarity with them. And thus far, it's been great. It's been awesome. And again, it's got kind of all coming together now, but we're happy with the offensive hires.
Ryan Pace live on the Score, the Bears press conference on the Score, presented by your local Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers.
I think as we looked and we studied structure around the league, I think that's becoming more and more common to do that. We think the world of Dave Ragone, and so just giving him a little more responsibility in that area, just adding talent to our coaching staff, you know, with Flip and Laser and Juan and Clancy Barone, these guys are all high-quality coaches, high-quality people. We feel like we got better.
You don't have a run game coordinator in title, but who is in charge of that?
It's going to be kind of a collaborative effort. I think, you know, Juan Castillo has a lot of strengths in that area.
You introduced the partnership between Matt and Bill and Flip. And we're going in the early stages here. How have you seen that evolving, and what gives you sort of an encouraging feeling about that?
It's been awesome because, you know, our whole motto is, you know, no egos and what's ever best for the team. And I think it's very collaborative. That's the word that keeps on coming up. It's early, but those guys are all like-minded, and I think it's been strong. Yeah.
Some of the inconsistencies of Mitch, you've talked about learning a new offense and having new coordinators. Now that he's going through another change, do you anticipate more growing pains, I guess, with that?
I don't think so, because, you know, Matt's still the guy, you know, orchestrating the offense. So we've added some new coaches there, but as far as the blueprint of the offense, that's still going through Coach Nagy.
What can John DeFilippo bring for the quarterback room?
You know, what comes to mind with me with him is, and obviously we interviewed him when we were going through the head coaching search, it's just the passion that he has for the position and for the job, the fundamentals, the details, but just passion and energy he brings.
Brian, what went into the decision to release Taylor
Gabriel? Yeah, those are all hard decisions. You know, every club's trying to make this time of year, and you know, those guys did a lot for our team as players and as people for our culture. So it's just, you know, just as we evaluate our roster and evaluate our cap, those are all decisions we have to look at.
How do you feel about your ability to address needs on the roster with the cap space you have with the draft cap, or do you need to add more in both those areas?
Yeah, you know, we feel good. You know, between myself and Joey Lane, we have a plan in place to kind of make sure we have the space we need to make the moves we need to make. We feel good about it, you know, and I think it's different. You know, we might not have the cap space we had in previous years, but we don't have as many holes throughout our roster as well either. So
are you crossing your fingers that a new CBA gets done and maybe the cap pumps up?
Yeah, Brad, we're prepared for either one, so, you know, I think that's just us doing our due diligence either way, and we'll see how it plays out.
Without a first round pick once again, what are the challenges of finding a real impact guy, just not picking in that first
round? Sure. I think, you know, it's a strong draft. With us having two twos, that's impactful for us. We're projecting to have eight picks total, but having two second-round picks is impactful for us.
Brian, as you've had time to zoom in on the offensive struggles from 2019, how would you evaluate how Matt did as the overseer of all that, and where you'd like to see improvement?
Yeah, you know, I don't think it's one thing or one person. I think it's a multitude of factors, and that's why.
But you're in charge of evaluating Matt in that role.
For sure.
So what is your assessment there? We know it's a lot of factors, but what would you say about
Matt? Yeah, you know, I think, you know, that Matt and I were both very humble in our approach, and I think we admit where we can be better. And Matt would probably say there's a couple things, areas I want to be better in, and my job is to help that. And by adding personnel moves and helping them with coaching changes, and we're doing all those things, everything we can to look back and say with no regrets, you know. And I think, look, you know, every year we go in with expectations, and last year was hard for all of us, you know. And our focus right now is to do everything we can with our staff and our players and how we're working to ensure we don't have that feeling again.
Along those lines, how much input do you have into maybe how much control Matt has over the offense and maybe pulling back if he would ever do that? Do you have input in that?
No, I'm kind of, as we go through the coaching hires, you know, I help Matt with that and I'm sounding board for him, but with his staff, that's all him. Matt's here because he's a really good coach. He's a really good offensive coordinator. He came from a successful program, and we're very confident in where we're heading with Matt Nagy as our head coach.
What do you see in him as a game planner and a from your chair? What do you see in Matt?
I think he's excellent. I think he's creative. I think he's aggressive. I think he's solution-based instead of, you know, and, you know, I think he, you know, obviously he comes from a good system. We have the utmost confidence in him.
What have the early returns been on Burton's surgery? I know you said he was on the list of guys who you thought would be okay, but given how weird it was last year, what have you seen in terms of how he's recovered?
It's been positive, Patrick. Our hope is that we've finally kind of solved, you know, the issue, and then there's an upward trajectory now with him, and that's our hope. And so, you know, we'll see when the players get back in April.
Right. How did Roquan Smith's second season and the injury and the off-field issue, how did that affect your evaluation? How does that affect your planning at a position with a lot of uncertainty on your free agency?
Yeah, inside linebacker for us is a position of strength. But I do feel like last year when we talk about our defense, we got hit with injuries with both those players. And I think that hurt us, and with Akeem going down in the middle too. But this is a fully recoverable thing for Roquan. And when he was healthy last year and playing right, you saw the player that we drafted and why we took him so high. So, our outlook on him is very optimistic.
Are you guys in negotiations with Kukowski right now?
Any of those negotiations, Adams, with all those guys, we'll keep those in-house. I hope you guys can respect this time of year. It's a difficult time to talk about a lot of things.
Right. Did you talk last time? Did the Prince and Taylor create needs at those positions, or are you comfortable you can fill from within?
It's a little bit of both. There's some guys there that we like. You think about guys like, Kevin Tolliver and Ridley and Wims, and there's some depth there that we like. But we'll explore other avenues to increase competition there as well.
Bears press conference on the score presented by your local Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers.
Yeah, I think with Kyle, just reflecting back, just first the player and the person and everything he's done for our franchise. And, I can tell he's excited kind of for this next chapter in his life, and we're excited to see it unfold.
Ryan, are you getting a sense that there's going to be a pretty big market for Kukowski based on the way he played last year?
He took full advantage of his opportunities when he got them, and you tip your hat to him. And, you talk about, drafting and developing players, and with him being a fourth-round pick, we're proud of where he got to.
Ryan, you were able to extend Eddie. What did that mean to you to have, a draft pick and be able to give him the reward that he's earned?
Yeah, it's huge, Dan. I think we talk about, again, drafting and developing, and he's a prime example of that. One of the elite safeties in the NFL that's just young and going to continue to get better. And beyond that, the leadership that he brings to our team, he's a core part of our group. So ensuring you're keeping your core together like that, that was a big focus. I thought Joey did a good job getting that contract done.
What are the biggest things you see in him leadership-wise that have left an impression on
him? Just coming from the program he came from, it's very natural for him. He's a natural leader. It's easy. And then I think he backs it up with his play. I mean, there's not many guys that have that kind of instincts and those kind of ball skills. And also his football intelligence. He's a highly intelligent football player.
Ryan, how do you evaluate the depth of this tight end class, and what could that mean for the group that you have?
Yeah, we're looking at it in free agency and in the draft. It's deep in different areas. So, that's an area of focus for us. I don't think that's a secret. This offense, a lot of it goes through the tight end, so we're exploring every avenue.
What is realistic to expect out of Roberson this year?
Can he
compete for a starting job?
I don't want to put a ceiling on him. He's an intriguing player, really good ball skills, really good anticipation and instincts. He has, I'm not comparing him to Fuller, but he kind of has that style of play and how he can anticipate and jump routes. He's a former quarterback, so the football intelligence is there. And, our pro department takes a lot of pride in uncovering those guys in the CFL. Specifically, I thought Brad Obie did a good job in that area. So we're excited to see that unfold.
Ryan, Coach talked about Mitch having to learn coverages going into next season. What do you need to see from Mitch as the offseason progresses and, going into next season to where he will be your number one?
Yeah, I think, every quarterback is growing in different areas. And, a big growth for a quarterback is what you're talking about. You understanding coverages, mastering your offense, being comfortable with all the new things coordinators are throwing at you. I reflect back, I remember with Drew, he went through that in 2004 in San Diego, just immersed himself in that. And I think that's Mitch's mindset right now, just being obsessed with learning NFL defenses, mastering our offense. And when you do those things, allows you to play faster and with better instincts.
Right, with Mitch, you've stated your belief in him as the starter for the season, but do you want him to feel that belief, or do you want him to feel the pressure of competition potentially coming in?
I think, it's for us, with every player, it's a combination of everything. We believe in him, we're going to support him, we're going to be better around him, but I think competition brings out the best in everybody.
All right, you said 8 picks, right? You're projecting one.
Projecting 8 picks, yeah. Yes, yep.
What are your overall thoughts on the training camp changes and the way those all assist you?
I like it. Our facility, obviously, what we invested in that, it's such a taxing time on our players' bodies to be there with all those valuable resources is huge. Respect ONU and Bourbonnais and everything that we had there and the history there. But I think coming back for us is really going to benefit our players from a recovery standpoint, a preparation standpoint.
Right. You won't have anything new to evaluate on Mitch over the next couple months. So is that decision dependent on what you do with other personnel, either drafting or signing a quarterback or trading for one? You're waiting to see how that plays out?
As far as
making a decision on Mitch, you won't have any new material to evaluate when it comes to him.
Yeah, I just think we have a chronological order on how we're going to do things. We know we don't have to do that until May. So right now, that's just our focus. You're talking about the fifth-year option. Our focus is on more free agency in the combine than that. Right now.
I'm sorry. Yep. Can you envision Cordero Patterson competing for a regular spot on the depth chart of running back?
Yeah, I can. Yeah, that's a guy Matt and I have talked about. Just making sure we're maximizing his talent. You know, obviously he's an explosive, talented player. That can be at running back, receiver, returner. And we're gonna make sure we're getting the most out of that player because he's too talented not to.
Why was Cohen never able to really get going? I'm not sure.
It's hard to put one thing on that. You know, I know his mindset is to come out and have a strong upcoming season. It's hard because there was a lot of players I feel like they need to be better. Me as a GM, us as coaches, we all need to be better. And I know Cohen will be motivated.
Are you comfortable with the room, with the running back room that you've got? I know last year you tried Davis and that didn't work out.
Yeah.
Would a veteran presence help you there or not?
We're comfortable there. I think we're always looking to get better in every room, but I think they all bring different things to the table. They all have different flavors and styles, and that's a well-balanced room.
Ryan, what is your evaluation process? Do you sit down and watch every game from last season, or do you sit down with the players? What's your process in evaluating to understand how they're going to progress?
Yeah, I think, throughout the season, obviously, you're watching every game. Then after the season, sit down and watch it again and almost try to take the bias out of it. Like you work for another team and you're looking at our roster. So that's on my end. And then you're taking evaluations from all our scouts and all our coaches, and we all sit down and we talk about it and we collaborate it. We put guys in different categories, on how we classify these players. We establish our needs, and then we march forward.
Is it hard to remove that bias when you've built this roster?
It's hard, and you have to. You got to be honest with yourself on what's best for our team, And so I think just getting different opinions and not just, this isn't a dictatorship. This is a very collaborative effort. We got a lot of talented scouts and coaches, so valuing those opinions. I think it helps, too, when you bring new people into the building. We have new coaches that come in with fresh eyes and taking advantage of that.
I totally respect that you can't say certain things, right, this time of the year, but you know how it is. You get closer now to the league year. Teams will inform their UFAs that they're not going to bring back. They're not going to bring those guys back. Mm-hmm. Anyone that you've had that conversation with,
The only conversations we had were with the two players we released, and so yeah, we're not there.
Do you consider Danny Trevathan a cornerstone of your defense?
He's such a great leader. He's such a good player. Obviously, when he was hurt last year, that hurt our defense for a multitude of reasons. But he's an important part of what we're doing.
Ryan, have you found that in talking with the agents of these impending free agents that the lack of CBA clarity has had some impact on that and maybe delaying it at all?
That's a good question, but I haven't felt that at all.
Ryan, when you went back and evaluated Leonard Floyd's season, did you get the sense that did you feel like you need more pass rush still opposite Khalil Mack and what can you potentially do at that position alongside those guys?
Yeah, I think, Leonard wants to be more productive as a pass rusher. We want him to be more productive there, too. He's close in a lot of areas when you look at the pressures and those things. He just needs, finish a little bit better on the quarterback. But I think when you're evaluating him, you have to factor in everything. It's, his run defense, his ability in coverage. We consider him our same outside linebacker, so we value what he can do in coverage. And I think sometimes that goes a little underrated in what he does in that area. For a guy that's of his stature, not many outside linebackers can drop in coverage like he does. So that's a factor.
Can you ever remember a receiver class like this one?
It's strong, and they're all so different, Jeff. We interviewed a handful of them last night, and you talk about there's this explosive speed guys, and then there's the big targets and possession guys. So it's a strength of this draft for sure.
And where's Akeem at health-wise?
He's in a good spot, yeah. So we're happy where he's at, and we don't have any concerns there.
He fully avoided surgery after everything.
Yeah, we feel good where he's at. Yep.
You talked about there being a sequential order to everything. Where does Allen Robinson and the potential of an extension fit in that sequence? Is that something?
Yeah, it's something, we keep those things inside, but it's obviously something we've talked about. He's a good player and does a lot for our team on and off the field, and he's a guy we like to have a bear for a long time.
Ryan, how rare is this kind of group of quarterbacks in free agency that could be available via trade or via just being free agents? Just the group of guys that have been in the league for a long time.
Yeah, I think it is rare. Every year it's different with the draft and free agency, the strengths. And I think, there's a lot of quarterbacks out there. Yeah, I think I would say rare is probably accurate.
How much do you get into the contingency plans of, like, hey, this quarterback goes here, that might mean this guy becomes available, or this guy goes here, that guy becomes available?
We do that with every position, so it's not just quarterback. We're going over scenarios with every position.
Brian, in a perfect world, what style of running back would you love to add to your roster?
Stacey, we like the group we have right now. I mean, I think, you know, Tariq, when he's rolling, kind of gives us the scat back. We call it a joker back. And then David, just his ability to break tackles and run with power. And then as we talked about, you know, maybe sprinkling in Cordell Patterson some and his explosiveness. So, and Ryan Nall, we like Ryan Nall a lot. So I think we like our running backs. Doesn't mean we can't continue to add to the room. But I think right now we have a lot of different flavors there that all feed off each other.
If Matt were to change a little bit and say, let's run more, let's help Mitch out, could Montgomery be like a featured guy? Did you see enough last year to lead you to believe that he could be like 25 carry guy again?
Definitely. That was the view on him coming out of college, and yeah, we could foresee that.
Is there anything you learned from a couple of years ago when you went ahead and evaluating all these quarterbacks to this year when you're looking at free agents or this draft class, good or bad, that you learned that you take into the evaluations for guys?
Yeah, I think, you know, Adam, like, you're learning every year, you know, at every position. So I feel like you're getting stronger at that. The collaboration we have with our scouts and coaches is very strong. That's a position of strength for Matt too. Obviously, he's played it his whole life. So, but it's not just quarterback; it's every position. I think you're learning and you're getting better at.
Ryan, you talk about some of the opinions you get on your personnel. We haven't had a chance to talk to Flip or Bill Lazor yet, but when they came in, when you were interviewing, what were their opinions on Mitch?
Good, you know, and they're going through that right now, and I think, you know, they evaluated him, obviously, coming out and watching him last year, and so I think it's just, okay, what does he do well, and let's accentuate that and play to his strengths, and where does he need to improve, and let's be honest about that and recognize that and work towards that, and I think that's what it is right now, a group effort to ensure that happens.
Well, you guys feel like right now there are things you can do to adapt the offense to better accentuate Mitch's strengths?
I think those are things our coaching staff are going through right now. My focus is on what we can do from a personnel perspective to make sure that happens.
When you look at free agent quarterbacks, how do you balance finding somebody whose skill set is similar to Mitch so you can run similar stuff versus kind of best available?
I think with any position, you know, those things factor in, but I think to ensure your hit rate, you're just taking the best players, you know.
Yeah. You've now twice since the season ended pretty strongly committed to Mitch Trubisky. When someone naturally goes, why is that belief still so strong? What's your response to that?
Yeah, we believe in. We believe in the player. We believe in the person. We believe in the trajectory that he's on. We believe we need to be better around him, you know, and that's what this time of year is all about, you know, and that's through things we're doing with coaches, things we're doing with scheme, things we're doing with personnel we're adding, and then his growth as a young player. They all grow at different rates, and it's just projecting his growth.
Frank, are you hopeful to be in Denver in August? Crossovers.
You know, I think that's valuable for us when we do that. Just getting those that live action with another team is important. So we'll see how that plays out. I don't think that's totally buttoned down yet. We'd relish that if we could get that opportunity.
What have you gained out of those? Obviously, a number of times in the past.
I think first of all, it's a controlled environment against another team. It breaks up the monotony of camp. It allows us to evaluate another roster too. But I think the biggest thing is just you're able to have physical practices, but a little more controlled than like a preseason game would be.
Ryan, what do you think are Mitch's strengths as a quarterback?
Yeah, I think you know, he's accurate, he's athletic, he can process, his work ethic, how he is as a teammate. Those are all things that come to mind.
Ryan, what can you tell us about
process? He's accurate.
Demetrius is the guy, obviously, Matt has background with from Kansas City. It's interesting, you know, his background coming in as a basketball player and then developing into more of what we see as like a Y tight end, which is, you know, he has a lot of strength as a blocker, which normally these basketball players, you see them excel more as a U athletic receiving tight end, where Demetrius has strengths, you know, in the blocking aspect. So we think he's still getting better. We think he can kind of flourish in the scheme that we have. But I think the background of the player and the person helped us a lot with that acquisition.
Had you guys looked into signing him the year before when he was?
I feel like we've talked about him a lot since Matt got here. So,
yeah. Ryan, is a comp pick last fourth rounder? Can you tell us? And can you tell us about the conditions on any of the other two picks that were?
Yeah, that's what we're projecting, that it could be a fourth round, and then hopefully two sixes or two twos, two sixes, two sevens is the hope. Some things got to play out, but that's a projection to get us to eight picks.
Is there a conditional Raiders pick that came over in the MAC deal? Did that transfer in?
Yeah, that's where the two and right. Then the other seven.
The seven.
Yep.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Thanks, guys. Thanks.
Well, that's Ryan Pace, the Bears general manager, and he says this is a difficult time to talk about things.
So hard.
For a guy who never, ever, ever talks, and he finally gets in front of microphones and says, well, this is a difficult time to talk.
I feel like if you're going to pick your spots to talk, you should pick the times where it's not so damn hard to talk about anything.
Well, look, here's what's clear is this is a full-blown Mitchell Trubisky reclamation project. And when they say get better around him, when they said, what is he good at? He can process. He's accurate. If that's really how he sees Mitchell Trubisky.
And what all the coaches that they hired also saw in Mitchell Trubisky, then yeah, you are relining the walls with everything that reinforces Mitch.
This is after Matt Nagy said that he has to become a master of recognizing coverages. And he said, well, he can process. He's accurate. What I'd like to know still from him, it's a good point that can't be made off the air, that this commitment, this obvious continuing ongoing commitment to Mitchell Trubisky to the point where you're still comping him to Drew Brees.
Right.
You've already put a self-imposed limit on this supposed competition you're going to have because no quarterback who's actually feeling he wants to be competitive for a starting spot is going to be able to overcome your love for Trubisky. Don't lie to me about competition.
The only way that that's not true is if he is blatantly lying to every Bears fan listening. And at this point, with the way he has insisted that he maintains belief in Mitch Trubisky, I hope he's blatantly lying to everyone listening and that everything he does from here on out contradicts everything he's been talking about this press conference and last.
And don't tell me about creating competition. If you want to create competition, you know how we're going to know that in the reps.
Yep.
That's what I'd like to know. Once training camp starts, once OTAs start, will you have competitive quarterback reps? The distribution of reps determines whether or not he's lying about competition. Every position. Competition makes everybody better. BS. Because if you want a competition, you wouldn't publicly be supporting Mitchell Trubisky to this extent, limiting your pool of potential competitors to him.
I'll be honest. I assumed there would be some kicking of the can down the road, right? That on a lot of these decisions and a lot of these scouting evaluations and a lot of these unrestricted free agents that the Bears may or may not say goodbye to, that you'd have kind of this, well, we're not there yet. The ability he has or the willingness he has to not answer the question offered to him is pretty amazing. But the fact that even on the fifth-year option for Mitchell Trubisky, that they're not there yet on the calendar. That's nonsense. It's absolute nonsense. That's the only thing that matters right now. It's the foremost thing on that team's mind, whether or not they're exercising a fifth-year option. And to say that they're just not there on the calendar yet is shocking to
me.
Come on. I mean, that's really doing your fans a disservice, that kind of conversation.
Like, really? This is the most important player on your team, and you want us to believe that you are waiting until a certain calendar date to discuss it, to talk about it, to figure it out?
Because the time frame isn't there yet, right?
Come on.
Because you haven't opened it, because that door on the advent calendar isn't open yet? Are you kidding me?
That can't be true.
It can't be.
It can't be.
That has to be a lie. It absolutely must be. I need it to be.
We know that Matt Nagy is going to speak around 10:15 or so, but in the intervening time between then and now, I want to find out what you think of this. 312-644-6767. It is rare that Ryan Pace talks. He just talked. What do you think? We'll break it down. Bernstein and McKnight on the score.
This is 670 The Score, Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station, period. Thanks for keeping us on top, Chicago.
Your building has many doors. Front doors, back doors, interior doors, and those loading dock doors that this truck driver just backed into. When you need repairs fast, call us, Door Systems. Door Systems has been installing, servicing, and maintaining all types of doors since 1954. You can trust us to be there 24 hours a day to work on any type of door or dock equipment. And for a limited time, beat the breeze with huge discounts on weather seal replacement. Call Door Systems today. 1-800-THE-DOOR.
At Byline Bank, they take pride in providing creative solutions to finance small businesses. Paul Scharfman of Specialty Cheese Company.
Each time we've had a financing challenge, the Byline people have said, I don't know how we're going to do this, but they don't say no. They say, let's figure out a plan to work together to make it happen. And by gosh, they do. Very persistent, understanding people. We tripled our balance sheet overnight.
Byline Bank. They make it personal and listen to what matters to you. Online at bylinebank.com. Member FDIC.
If you're in the market for windows, make the call that I made. Call Russ Armstrong, because he's the owner of Chicago Window Guys. And they're different because they custom make and install all their own products. There's no subcontracted labor. It's all Russ's guys all the way through. And he offers a lifetime warranty on all parts and labor. I had a bunch of windows done, and I couldn't be happier with them. They're way better than the windows I had before. You will also get the best price, the best product, and deal directly with the owner. Call the Chicago Window Guys today, 847-881-3060. And right now, the first 10 callers that mention my name, Dan, get 10% off your order. So call 847-881-3060. Check out Russ's reviews at chicagowindowguy.com.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
McNeil and Parkins, afternoons 2 to 6 on The Score.
Kyle Long, do you think that Mitch, that confidence in himself?
He absolutely does, and if he didn't, I wouldn't say it.
No, I believe
if he has the right people around him, if they can protect him and they can run the damn ball, he will have success. He was brought in to supplement a tremendous power running game of mid-zone and outside zone, and he was supposed to supplement that with play-action pass and bombs down the field. There's only a handful of guys in the league who say they feel comfortable standing in the pocket, making reads, and playing that style of quarterback. The rest of the guys are dudes who thrive when their running game is really good. They can use their athleticism to get outside the pocket, extend plays, and look for that one deep shot or that safety blanket. Like a tight end, but it all comes back to the running game and having a tight end safety net.
Listen to McNeil and Parkins on your ride home 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Hey, what's up? I'm Jerry.
Oh, hi there. I'm Al.
And we do a podcast like almost every day, but not quite.
It's the Al and Jerry Post Game Podcast. We really started it to talk about things we didn't get to on the Boomer and Geo show, but now it's really just us talking about robots, rats in New York City, and dumb people in Florida.
And porn sites that do studies and polls.
Yes, studies and polls. You can download and subscribe on radio.com and the new radio.com app.
Does someone in your family have a drug or alcohol problem? Can you see what it's doing to you? If you're hurting and confused about drug or alcohol abuse and its effects on your family, let Families Anonymous help you. Families Anonymous offers direct help to family and friends of addicts through personal sharing. Meetings are free, not associated with any religion, and totally anonymous. For the meeting nearest you or more information, call 800-736-9805 or go to familiesanonymous.org.
Hey, Connor McKnight here, and Sharp Vision Modern LASIK is now offering all laser LASIK starting at just $495 per eye. The team and the facilities at Sharp Vision Modern LASIK are the best in Chicago. It's part of the reason I chose them. The other reason is I found out nobody wishes they'd waited longer for LASIK. I called, or you can go online or call for your free consultation at Sharp Vision Modern LASIK. The consultation is awesome because they understand that you're going to have questions about LASIK. The consultation is built to get you the answers that you're looking for. I had my procedure a couple of months ago. I'm seeing 2015. The results have been fantastic. I no longer have to worry about glasses or contacts or the backup contacts or solution for all of that kind of nonsense. Nope, I just wake up in the morning and I can see. And with spring coming up, and softball season around the corner, I am really excited to live this whole different lifestyle of just being able to see during all the athletic stuff that I'm going to do during the summer, albeit badly, but it's going to be a lot easier for me to do because I went to Sharp Vision Modern LASIK. You can too, and with Sharp Vision's price match guarantee, you'll understand why the team at Sharp Vision is overqualified and not overpriced. Sharp Vision Modern LASIK, believing is seeing.
Mom, delivery!
You've been loading up on things from Walmart.
Yeah, I used my new Capital One Walmart Rewards card. It earns unlimited 5% back on everything I buy from Walmart online.
Say what?
5% back.
Say what?
5% back.
Say what now?
5% back.
With what?
The Capital One Walmart Rewards card. Earn unlimited rewards, including 5% back at Walmart online on top of Walmart's everyday low prices. What's in your wallet?
Terms and exclusions apply. Capital One USA N.A.
How to show up with Coca-Cola Energy. You're tired and you're thinking of canceling on your friends.
Don't do it!
Every time you cancel on a friend, a unicorn loses its horn and becomes a regular horse. Do you really want that on your conscience? Instead, grab an ice-cold can of Coca-Cola Energy with delicious Coke taste and reinvigorating energy. Keep the unicorns alive! Show up every day with Coca-Cola Energy. Energy you want, taste you love.
Going to an NBA game is an incredible experience. Rim rocking dunks, a wild crowd, a buzzer-beating shot, and you were there to see it. Moments like this make live NBA action an unforgettable experience. You don't just see it, you feel it. And live only happens once. Get your tickets at NBATickets.com, the official ticket marketplace of the NBA.
Connecting Vets has teamed up with some amazing veteran podcasts, like Chris McPhee and his show, Team Room Talk.
Like, how'd you have the aha moment?
I started using VR just for fun, and it got this wild hair. If children can use it, why can't adults? Because that mannequin looks nothing like a human in CPR. But when it came down to actually doing it, the emotional sides that come with doing CPR, nobody deals with that.
To hear more, go to ConnectingVets.com.
To take this station with you wherever you go, download the Radio.com app today and listen to this station and over 300 other stations. With the Radio.com app, you can favorite your top stations for easy access and receive alerts with breaking news, contest opportunities, and more. To favorite a station, just click on the heart icon in the upper left-hand corner of your favorite station's logo. Go to your app store or radio.com/download and start listening today. Radio.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com.
Chicago Sports Station.
Jeez Louise, that was rough.
Want to create competition at all positions, but we believe in Mitch. He needs to be better, but he compares him to Drew Brees and how long it took him to develop and what he likes about Mitchell Trubisky. He can process and he's accurate. Wasn't he over a certain distance actually statistically one of the least accurate regular quarterbacks in the NFL last year?
I think via many different statistical categories, Mitchell Trubisky was the worst regular quarterback in the NFL last year. Many of them.
I mean, come on.
29th in some of them, though, so that's a plus. So moving up the ladder there.
Is this a bluff? Is he telling agents something other than what he's telling us? Is he telling agents, yeah, there's going to be a real competition and your guy's going to have an opportunity to win this job? And is he saying this publicly because he's worried about Mitch's mentality? I don't understand here. Or is he putting this out there so aspiring quarterbacks like, yeah, no, they're going to still roll with that guy?
I've maintained for a little while that if you're already worried about the quarterback's mentality when you're trying to add competition to the position, that you probably already have the wrong guy. I mean, if that's something you really have to worry about in the NFL of all places, you're probably in a little bit of danger. Here's a little bit of shopkeeping that I think is worth noting here. When we went into this press conference, and even yesterday I talked about it, I thought that the one thing you might get an answer on is the fifth-year option as it regards Mitchell Trubisky.
Okay.
Been texting a little bit and reading around some. And what apparently is going on here is that the proposed new collective bargaining agreement may change the shape of a fifth-year option for a player, a first-round pick. It may be that in the new CBA, that fifth-year option is fully guaranteed.
Fully guaranteed for picks this year, or does it become fully guaranteed for everybody else retroactively?
That's what's unknown. Ryan Pace is working under this strange assumption that, and it's not his strange assumption, it's this strange kind of nebulous area, that if he exercises the fifth-year option on Mitch, that the new CBA may retroactively make that fifth-year option fully guaranteed.
Instead of just guaranteed for injury like it would be under the current CBA.
Correct. So, in my opinion, that makes how Ryan Pace worked through some of those questions even dumber. The fact that he's got an opportunity in front of microphones and Bears fans to say, listen, this is complicated. The CBA is out there. Here's how this fifth-year option may change for us. This is why we're not there yet on the calendar, as opposed to just saying, we believe in Mitch, we're not there yet, I refuse to answer any of your questions. He has a chance to make things clear for his fans in one of the very few times he talks. In one of the very few times he talks, an opportunity to elucidate the situation on one of the most meaningful players in the city, Mitch Trubisky, and instead he chooses to kick the can down the road and not make it easier for fans. This is why people are angry with the way he deals with the media, with the way he deals with his fans. He had a chance. He decided to go, nah. I'll just go with the Belichick talk. Thanks so much.
Is that something, if it's not like out there by the league, is he legally allowed to bring that up?
Maybe not. But you can allude to a new CBA making things complicated for long-term options. I mean, there's. I'm not saying he's got to spell out the letter of a proposed CBA. And it's a fair point, Rick. I appreciate you making it. But my God, man, to just say we're not there yet on a decision.
We haven't talked about it. We're not there on the calendar. Come on.
And Hogue pointed it out, too, during the press conference. You're not going to see any more of Mitch Trubisky between now and your decision to exercise the fifth-year option.
Yeah, there's no more evaluation
going on. What is it you're going to evaluate when you get to that decision?
This is Ted in Portage, Indiana on the score. Hey, Ted.
Hey, buddy. How you doing today?
All right.
I was just responding to Trubisky. He actually needs competition in this preseason, and I know that he's supposed to be the quarterback of the team and all that. I got so many examples of competition that brought up the players or the teams to do better than they, you know, were expected. Like the Raiders when they were the first wild card team back in the, I don't know, 70s or 80s, and they were the last wild card team.
Okay, what's your point, Ted?
My point is that Trubisky needs competition and quarterback, and that maybe that'll bring his game up.
Okay.
Bam! Just like that. That's all there is to it.
Can I tell you, I miss their season so much.
A winner!
Oh, can I tell you that what it just does my heart good. It warms the cockles of my heart.
It's thrilling, isn't it?
On a cold day to get two Trubinskys in the very first call we take.
It's like ringing a bell. Oh. It's just so clear.
Oh, it's so good.
God, it feels great. Hmm. Mm, down the line we go.
Yes, sir. In Crystal Lake, it is Dave. He's on the score.
Hey, guys. Yeah, I think he's lying for sure. To me, it looks just like what he did with Glennon, right? He's our guy. Then on draft day, does something else. That way, if he can pick someone up, he can say, hey, I was bringing in competition. If he can't find anybody, he can say, I supported him the whole way. I just think it's a shell game.
Could be.
Yeah,
you could absolutely be right that he could be telling agents something completely different than what all the blandishments that he's just offering up to fans. And he likes to run the clock out. It's collaborative. It's every position. It's hard to talk about things. It's a collaboration. It's a multitude of factors. So long, suckers.
It's just, here's the thing. When
blandishment.
When you offer the same reason to not talk about something, for every question, multitude of factors, so many things go into this. And then you don't actually put the answers on the field, or you fail to make the situation better on the field. You don't come up with the wins to back up your 12-4 season, and you don't back up your offensive improvements with any kind of statistical meaningful things. It starts to feel like you don't have answers because you're not saying any of them, and you're not producing any of them either. It's one thing to get up there at a microphone and offer nothing, like a lot of people in the NFL do. It's another thing to do that and not offer improvements on the field. And he's looking straight in the face of a season where he's going to have Mitch Trubisky under center again, I guess, and the potential of not having answers on the field while also not offering answers in front of reporters.
Texter says, I love Bears Monday. And another from the 847 says, sure, Trubisky needs competition, but does Trubisky?
Ah.
We may never know. This is Ben. He's in Jefferson Park. He's on the Bernstein and McKnight Show on the score.
Morning, gentlemen.
Hey, Ben.
Hey, well, after listening to Pace's interview and reading through the lines of the typical elusive GM psychobabble, I'm pretty convinced that he's still going to bring in another starting quarterback and likely not pick up the fifth-year option. The reason I think that is I believe that he's waiting for free agency in the draft to kind of determine who's going where so they can see what his options are. My question to you guys is, what do you think he's waiting for to be more transparent on this decision?
I think he's waiting on the level of aggression he's willing to make on quarterbacks, who he's willing to commit to on quarterbacks. Because I don't think the Bears are in Tom Brady territory. I think Tom Brady goes back to the Patriots. But I don't think they're in Phillip Rivers territory either. I don't think they've got the stomach to bring in an established veteran quality name starter. I think they've got the stomach to bring in Case Keenum or Jacoby Brissett or somebody of that flavor to offer a potential starter and likely a decent enough level of competition so that they've covered their ass on at least two different fronts. That's about it for me. That's about all I trust this front office to do.
In Plainfield, here's Monty on the score.
Morning, Dave. Morning, Connor.
Morning.
I really hope that Ryan Pace is lying to us. He said a lot without saying much at all. But, you know, regarding the question about not having a first-round pick, when he said we're fortunate enough that we don't have enough, we don't have many holes to fill, I was horrified by that statement. It's not just the quarterback positions, not just the O-line, but, you know, just the defense for all the credit it gets for being so good. I couldn't get off the field at times last year, and Amukamara is gone. That's a hole. Akeem Hicks is a year older. You know, you're lacking a pass rush other than Knack. I'm very worried by that type of statement, and just curious about what his real thought process is on the kind of holes they need to fill to, as he said, get better around Mitch.
Yeah, appreciate it. I do think that they need an increased level of production offensively to help Mitch out. They could use a better offensive line, but I mean, listen, everybody understands the situation they're in with both tackles. You expect that money to get moved? I don't. James Daniels and Cody Whitehair, they're ensconced, man. They're in there. You have one position that you've got an opportunity to change on that offensive line, really, financially. You've got many opportunities in terms of the free agents out there to improve the quarterback position, which, by the way, is the most important position on the field. There's a reason that the quarterback market is going to dictate to a lot of teams what they do. It's because they're all quarterbacks.
It is a rare thing when Bears general manager Ryan Pace talks, and he did for almost a half hour. You heard it. He has complimented Mitchell Trubisky's processing and accuracy. I would like to get him a television where he can see the same Mitchell Trubisky that I saw last year. We are going to find out what the head coach thinks. Ryan Pace, we're going to carry his media conference live shortly right here. Don't go anywhere. You've got the score.
Listen to Lawrence Holmes weekdays noon to two on the score.
Bryant's approach to entering Mesa has been spectacular. I think that's a good way to approach it, and I'm not surprised at all. That's one of the things that I really respect about him. He is the ideal professional. That's something that should be celebrated.
Lawrence Holmes noon to two on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Whether you up your truck game with Ram 1500 or Ram 3500, at the Ram President's Day event, you'll be hailed as the new Chief of Trucks. It's auto show time. While qualified lessees can get a low mileage lease on the 2020 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab 4x4 for $299 a month for 39 months with $3,799 due at signing. Tax, title, license, extra. Call 1-877-RAM-5722 for details. Requires dealer contribution at lease through Ally Financial. Extra charge for miles over $32,500. Residency restrictions apply. Take delivery by 3-2-2020.
Spring training is on and the Score is headed back to Arizona for Score House 2. March 2nd through the 6th, presented by 19 Crimes Wine and Sterling Vineyards. Can these Score guys survive under one roof as they try to cover both the Cubs and Sox? Score House. They'll be drinking lots and lots of wine. Score House. Maybe they'll get kicked out this time. Score House. Who will be the one to play the fool? Score House. Someone's getting pushed into the pool. Hear the drama unfold and watch it unfold live using the radio.com app. Plus incredible baseball guests live from Sloan Park and more on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Score House is presented by 19 Crimes Wine. Cheers to the infamous. And Sterling Vineyards. Always polished, never dull. And brought to you in part by Team Hochberg. Call Team Hochberg or visit 56David.com.
Night here, and FanDuel Sportsbook is America's number one online sportsbook for a reason. They've got all the bets you could want. They've got a great, easy-to-use app, new promotions every day, and once you win, they get you your cash fast. I'm talking 24 hours. If you've been holding out on trying FanDuel Sportsbook, then now's the time, because right now, FanDuel Sportsbook is giving new users their first bet risk-free. That means you can place any bet within 7 days of signing up, and FanDuel Sportsbook will refund you up to $500 in site credit if you don't win. I was just perusing FanDuel Sportsbook on my phone just the other day, so that you can actually bet spring training games if you're into it. Maybe the wiser play is to bet the futures on the North or South Siders. When was the last time your bookie gave you a do-over? I didn't think so. To claim your risk-free bet, just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app from the iOS App Store or visit FanDuel.com/Android. And be sure to use the promo code Connor so they know we sent you. That's the promo code Connor. My name, C-O-N-N-O-R. That gets you your first bet risk-free
on FanDuel Sportsbook. You must be at least 21 and present in Indiana. Site credit is non-withdrawable. It expires 14 days after receipt. Terms and restrictions apply. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT.
The following.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
McNeil and Parkins. Afternoons 2 to 6 on The Score.
Kyle Long, what was the first thing that made you fall in love with Chicagoans?
The fact that I didn't have a preconceived notion about Chicago, being that I'm from Virginia. I went to school in Oregon. I never spent a lot of time in the Midwest. The extent of my knowledge of the Midwest was Charlie Weiss's office in 2008 at Notre Dame, 2007. When I got picked by the Bears, I knew right away when my brother and my dad both looked at me with a look of jealousy and disgust. You get to go play in Chicago. How lucky are you? And from the day that I got to O'Hare and from the first officer I shook hands with when I stepped off the plane, it's been a family affair. It's been something that has had